So when you're in your kitchen, you're making dinner, very often you're listening to music. Well, this is an entirely new way to do that. How often are you forming all of your recipes based on the music that you're listening to? Well, today we're going to talk very specifically about a fascinating approach to that. This is the Tone to Table event coming up on November the 20th, and it is a big joint production between the Interlochen Arts Academy and Black Star Farms. We've got some great things to listen to and some really cool perspective to hear on this today. I'm Kate Botello. Good morning, and I'm here with a big cast of characters, but we'll start right now with Stephanie Liwatala from Black Star Farms. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for coming. Stephanie, tell us about Tone to Table.
Well, Tone to Table is a really wonderful collaboration that actually started a couple months ago when Matthew Schulmer came to meet with me out at the farm, so out at Black Star Farms, and said, "What do you think about a music and food pairing event?" And instantly, I was in love with the idea. But what I didn't realize is how much that collaboration was going to develop and to become something much deeper than just listening to music and picking out food to go with it. What's really developed and been wonderful in the collaborative process between Matt, Jonathan Dayton, our chef, and myself is that we are seeing that we're doing something that I don't think anybody's ever really truly explored before and really picking apart to the simplest parts of the ingredients, not only of the food, but of the music too, and how those two can exemplify each other in a great way.
This has required a lot of deep thinking musically and with food. Dr. Schulmer, talk to us a little about this. This is Dr. Matt Schulmer. He's the conductor of the Interlochen Arts Academy Band. And he somehow managed to get Jonathan and Stephanie to work on this project. Matt, tell us a little bit about that concept of musical ingredients.
Well, you know, as sound artists, we're always listening, looking at our scores and trying to imagine what the composer was imagining and what ingredients make this unique and make it flavorful for the audience and trying to then evoke those. And so it's quite similar to what I always imagined a great chef would be doing as they sample their food, although the ingredients have been dictated to us in the score in classical music typically.
Now, give us kind of an overall view. We're hearing one specific dish today, but give us an overall view of, you have a landscapes theme for this evening.
Yeah, typically I'll set my repertoire for a program somewhat like a menu where there's a main dish and there's things that wet your palate in the beginning, and there's things that send you home with dessert oftentimes. And so the evening's based on landscapes, but we start out with a literal interpretation of that, of just the landscapes that you see out your window. And then we go into what I call a personal landscape, of landscape as the setting that you live in. And so there's your primal nature, which you're going to hear in a little bit, and then there's also your refined nature, that the ideal thing that we'd like to become as humans. And then we go into the landscape of our environment. And so we look at seasons and what we live in now is a bitter moon is what we call. So
great. So that's, again, we're kind of, wow, that's a lot to take in. And wow, taking in music, taking in food all at the same time. This is going to be really interesting.
I hope so.
I'm sure it will. Now, Nancy Stagnita, she's the flute instructor and our soloist in the flute today. Nancy, tell us a little bit about some of the ingredients that we have in our kitchen today for this primal dish that we're going to be having.
Okay, sure. Yes, this is André Jolivet's second concerto for flute, written for flute and four percussionists, which is already pretty unusual. We have four percussionists who are playing an average of eight instruments each, with an average of three different things each. I, on the other hand, have but one flute. And the writing in this piece really requires the flute to play like a percussionist and vice versa. So we're really being inspired by each other's sounds throughout the piece. And it's quite challenging and really a rewarding piece to work on.
Great. Now, this is a really, this music is very interesting. It's based in ancient sounds. It's using flute and drum, the two oldest instruments that exist. And again, as Matt was discussing, it takes us kind of into our primal nature. Jonathan Dayton, tell us about what kind of food is inspired by our primal nature and by this music.
Well, the music itself is, to me, when we first sat down with it, I sat down with Stephanie, and we kind of broke all the movements down to their basic forms, trying to find, sounds that came into to food, to what it tastes like. And this one is very primal, like you said. It reminded me of, walking through the woods, everything's broken down. And we broke it. We broke the sounds down to, it's a deconstructed sound very much, the movement.
So what are some of the, what's the food? What are some of the ingredients in the dish?
It's, what we're doing is root vegetables. There's going to be some Roquefort cheese, some mustard greens, and then some spiced nuts. And they're all going to be very separated on the plate. And nothing's going to be put together. It's going to be the person eating the food is going to be putting those items together in any way that they want. So kind of like you're hearing the music, you're kind of putting all those ingredients together.
Cool.
As you listen to it.
So again, that kind of earthy feel, earth and spice, and those kind of ancient tastes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, let's hear a little bit of the sample of the first movement of the Jolivet. I get it. I think I'm getting that. It sounds, and in the ingredients here, you're talking about some of the most ancient ingredients known to man. Root vegetables, one of the first things that people ate. Nuts, things from, things like that.
And all very textural things, too. Everything's going to be very different from each other. The nuts are crunchy. The root vegetables will be cooked to softness. The kind of the harshness of the mustard greens will be there. And the softness of the Roquefort cheese as well, which has got a really strong bite to it.
Right, and then kind of gathering all of these pieces, gathering the food.
Yeah.
That is just fascinating. Now, Matt, you two had a discussion. Let's go back to deconstruction for a minute. Now, of course, that's a chef term for breaking food down. And again, as you said, you can eat it in what order you want and put it together. Let's talk about how that worked with the music a little bit.
Yeah, musically, he's avoiding most senses of togetherness. And yet we all know where we are. So it's quite difficult to write in such a way that gives you a feel of looseness and a feeling of deconstruction. And then every once in a while he plays, he'll bring that construction in with structured rhythms, and then it dissipates again like a vapor. And so you'll hear the flute when it's playing is rarely, in this next section, is rarely arriving on a downbeat. It's pulling across the downbeats, so you just can't tell where the structure is how is this all coming together? And you're not sure that, you might not even be sure that we are together, and all of a sudden we will suddenly appear together in this structure, and then it disappears again.
Let's hear and try and apply that again. Think about these ingredients in the food while you're hearing this deconstruction of things coming together and then coming apart. Thank you. So again, those ideas of things coming apart and coming together, and all of that will just be in front of you. What an experience to be hearing this and being with these live musicians and eating these dishes at the same time. Jonathan, this must have been great fun for you to put together.
It was a big challenge. It was kind of daunting at first. We listen to music all the time, but you don't necessarily pair food with music. You're usually pairing food with wine and coursing it out and making those courses go together, whereas, you know, the music was presented to me by Matt, and we went at it almost kind of backwards. You're trying to put the food with the music in this instance. And when we had the last conversation with Matt, it actually, what I had chosen for a course and some of the ingredients, how I described the music and what I heard, almost made him want to change the way that he played the music live that night, based on my ingredients. So it kind of went back and forth. I heard it and thought of my ingredients. I chose them, and then he spoke about it and was like, well, maybe I should play it a little more like this.
Matt, what kind of change was that? That's really interesting.
Trying to think to some specifics. To this piece, we were pretty unified.
This one, we spoke on this one.
There were some where he was going for this idea of fun, and we might have been going a little bit more for sweepingness, and so then we'll approach it a little bit different. Or in one section of another piece, he was talking about a sauce, and so with that in mind, we have to play it with a sauce, with more sauce and less lilt, perhaps. You know, so there's several moments where we're going to approach it. I think in the fanfare, they were struck by some of the depth versus the brightness in some of the brass. So we're going to bring that out a little bit more. Yeah.
What's in the sauce that affects depth there?
That was with a scherzo in the Bitter Moon.
Yeah, I think that was, we were going with possibly a cream sauce there, and I think I decided, because of your description of the music, went something a little lighter, and was do more of a verjus dressing of some sorts, an olive oil, kind of try to lighten it up a little bit, not go so heavy. So
there's a great example of how
we're
the
kind
music
of going back and forth.
Okay.
It's really informing each other. It's been fantastic. It's a dream.
It's been great. A really fun project.
A real collaborative process. Can you give us a hint on a couple of the other dishes that we might be hearing with some of the music? Like what goes with the Mozart?
I believe we're doing a pasta with that, tortellini, and Mozart's very precise and kind of almost fancy, and so the dish will kind of follow that theme. It'll be very beautiful and detailed and precise, whereas this plate up is going to be very, you know, just piles of things.
Great. Let's have one more little plate full of piles of things, as it were. Our Roquefort cheese and the spiced nuts and root vegetables, as encompassed by Jolivet's music. Thank you. That was so cool. Thank you, boy. Now I'm hungry. I want to go out in the woods and forage for a snack. That seems to go with that music.
I don't think you're going to find much
today. Not much today. The challenge of being a hunter-gatherer. Fortunately, we'll all be foraged for you on the 20th of November. Stephanie, is there a chance for any of our listeners to be able to attend this dinner? I know it's been selling very rapidly.
We have 4 tickets left to buy on mynorthtickets.com right now. So I have a feeling after this portion that we've done today in this show with you that they are not going to last much longer. If you want to go, you better get them now.
Okay, great. And again, this is on the 20th of November.
Correct.
And where and what time?
This is going to, we ask people to show up at 6 o'clock. The show will be starting at 6:30, so that's going to give you time to get in the doors, get your coat off, get comfortable, find your seat. And then this is at the Kirkbride Hall. So if you're familiar with the old state hospital grounds and the way that they've rejuvenated that site now, they took the old chapel and have turned that into an event space. And so that is where the event will be. You will find us there at the Kirkbride Hall. It is gorgeous inside there.
Great. Well, Toy have a fantastic concert. I don't know what we say to chefs when we wish you good luck on a brilliant meal, so have a great meal.
Hope don't break your whisk.
There you go. Don't break your whisk. Stephanie Lee Watala, thank you so much. Jonathan Dayton.
Thank you.
From Black Star Farms, Dr. Matthew Schlomer. Thank you. Nancy Stagnita. Percussionist, it's your chance now. Say hi to your moms. There we go. Thank you all for coming together for this live from Studio A this morning. I'm Kate Botello, and you can hear this again. This will be on our website later today at classicalipr.org. Music now from Giuseppe Torelli, Concerto Grosso No. 6. Herbert von Karajan leads the Berlin Philharmonic. You have time to go get a snack now.